Well, Brian, Division 3 up and running, and well, some teams have four or five games played, others have three. It's very early yet, but I suppose your own clubs in all, Fannet Gaels and Newmurra, look to be the early pace setters.
Yeah, Tom, them three teams seem to be the three teams that's going to set the pace in Division 3 this year. So Nall's there, I see, have five played and have five out of five, so you can't argue with that. And that the only defeat that Fannet Gaels received was against St Nall's and Fannet, and Newmurra have played three and won three, so those three teams seem to be setting the pace all right, Tom.
And is it down to those three already, or is there anybody else you can see down the table that maybe has potential?
Come here, you could maybe add Burt to it, you know. The one intermediate championship last year, they're playing senior football. I know the hurling's probably an issue with them, where they're going to end up maybe out on a Saturday playing football, or vice versa, hurling on a Saturday and football on a Sunday. But I know chatting to some of our own boys, they played them a couple of weeks ago, and they were very impressed with Burt. Even down through the years playing against them, Tom, they're always a hard team to beat. So you probably could think that Burt's going to be there or thereabouts as well.
Yeah, and after that?
Come here, Tom, just after that there. I mean, as it stands at the minute, their team's there at four, played and only in 2 points, the likes of Duncan Ailey and Neve Breed. I know, speaking to Kevin Lyons myself, he's a small squad down there, and he's a few boys out injured. But
That's
Neve Alton, yeah. I know they play Fannet this weekend, so they'd be thinking if we could win that in there, that would leave them on four, you know, when they'd only be a couple of points behind Fannet. But, you know, over the next couple of weeks, Tom, you'll see your patterns set, you know, where you would expect, as you say, four teams at the top will probably be the four that's going to chase.
Yeah, and it looks like as if it's going to be probably, St Nall certainly are the team in pole position at the moment.
Aye, well, I mean, you probably, you know, as it stands, Newmurra too. Newmurra have three played and have 6 points, and all have five played and have 10 points. So, you know, I would say if you're a betting man, your money would definitely be on Newmurra and St Nall. Both teams probably underachieved last year and probably shouldn't be in Division 3, if the truth really be told, Tom. But, I mean, at the end of the year, the league table doesn't lie. So maybe these two teams have really set out and set out a goal of getting out of Division 3 this year and making a swift return back to Division 2.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to this weekend's games, and of course some of these teams will be also obviously looking ahead to the following weekend to the Intermediate Championship, but the first of the games here on the list is Newmurra. They're at home to Moville.
Yeah, you mean you would expect the Banks is always a hard place to go, Tom. It's not an easy given down there. No, only McGarvey's involved this year with them, so he's a good man down there. And you'd expect them to have too much for Moville. I know Moville with Tony McLenahan, you know, and that, and they have a couple of good players there. But at the same time, home advantage, you would expect Newmurra to have too much for them. With the Yanks and that, you know, they have good quality forwards, Harry Hanlon and boys they got there. I know they're short Jack O'Brien at the moment. He's in America by all accounts, but at the same time, you expect Newmurra to have too much for them, Tom.
Yeah, and you've mentioned Neve Alton. They're at home to Fannet Gaels.
Yeah, that's been an interesting one because of you would expect, you know, Duncan Ailey is always a hard place to go. They're sitting on 2 points from three games. I know chatting to Kevin, I was standing there last Monday, Kevin Lyons, and he was telling me they were very unlucky in Moville last weekend. They were ahead at a crucial time when two of their players collided, and I think they lost maybe one, if not two of them. I'm sure they're looking, thinking this weekend that they'll have to win this, and if they want, you know, move on, Tom.
And of course, Fannet Gaels probably are one of those teams as well that have maybe dropped down the pecking order. It's not all that terribly long ago since they were up in Division 1.
Yeah, Fannet always were a good football side. I know I heard someone saying, was telling me that Shamey Freel is playing reserve, so the other Shamey seems to be going well for them. They've a couple of the two, I know, lads involved in the county minors last year, Oren Shields and Owen Kiar. So, you know, yeah, Fannet always nice football team, Tom. It's a hard one to call, you know, but say it's a long journey, and would think that maybe Neve Alton might swing this in at home.
And the other one is Downing's, last year's junior champions, struggling a bit this year. They're at home to Neve Breach, who got a good result last week.
Hard one to call. Downing's, you know, the probably main man's Larkin O'Connor, and everyone's seen him there playing with under-21s, and probably when he comes back in and gets settled back into club football, he's an outstanding player. Neve Breach, probably I know they're light on the ground too. Darragh Rogan seems to be their main threat. You know, home advantage could swing this one too. It was a long journey from Neve Breach too. Might be a lot in it, but I think maybe Downing's at home, and if Larkin O'Connor's on fire, he could be hard to stop up there.
And the final game, you've mentioned Borto already. They're travelling to the Glebe to take on Letterkenny Gaels. And Letterkenny Gaels are one of those teams that really should be doing better, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I know they'll be very, very disappointed with the result last weekend. I mean, Charles, I think, conceded 6-17 or something like that there. They're probably better than that there. You know, I still expect Bork the following week will be playing senior football, so I'm sure that they'll be hoping to put down a marker this week and set the stall out for the following weekend, Tom. But I know probably they're hurling on Saturday too, Tom.
Yeah.
So that could, you know, but you don't know how Bork are fixed after the hurling on Saturday. So it's a hard one, but at the same time, you'd expect Bork to have too much for Letterkenny Gaels.
And as you say, Bork are in senior championship, Neve Mura are in senior championship action. And
yeah, I would say it's the first time ever, Tom, in a long, long, I don't know if it ever happened before. The two teams in Division 3 are in the senior championship. You know, Bork last year was an unbelievable achievement for them to, because everyone had fancied Milford even after the replay, but you know, just shows you this. And as I said earlier, I would no chat the boys to say that this Bork team's a good team, and you know, they've a couple of very good players, and you know, you see the young Coyle lad, Mark Coyle, plays in the under 21 team there. No, you know, they're not all a hurling club over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be it's a huge achievement for them to be playing in the senior championship.
Yeah, so some good teams. So I imagine some good enough football being played down in Division 3.
Ah, come here, Tom. It's like every division, you know, all the divisions are competitive. There's probably very, you know, if the truth be told, there's teams in, it's probably easier to stay in Division 2 than get out of Division 3.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it gets to a stage where you see already there's three or four teams, unless you go with the pace, you can, you know,
you have to win literally every game.
Well, you know, you got to win. You have to get off to a good start, and that's the real one, Tom. You looked last year, Ballyshannon, I think they went, was it the first 10, 11 games, and they were undefeated. And that's really the way you have to set out your stall in Division 3. And just looking at Neve Mura and St Olds, they seem to be the two teams that have set out their stall this year in Division 3, that they're going to go 10, 11 games undefeated.